Shabbos Halvodus and Halacha, Tuesday night or Leches.
Okay, in Hilchos Brachos, sometimes it gets very complicated. And, Marshal, what bracha do you make on granola? So you really have to do a research. First of all, you have to learn Hilchos Brachos. And then you have to do research how the granola was made. Just very superficially, if it was, there's granola sometimes that's just roasted, and if it's just roasted, it's hadama and barin nefashos, the pashtos. That might also be a complication, but we won't go into that complication about the bracha achrona. Anyway, but if it's just roasted, it's hadama. Sometimes it's cooked and roasted, and then it's mizonos. And sometimes it's steamed and roasted. There's different brands, there's different ways they do it. Steamed and roasted is a shailos, machlekes achronim, whether it's mizonos or hadama. So it gets complicated, it gets even more complicated when it's in the yogurt. Then you get complications of what's the ikker and what's the tofel, depending on what bracha it is. And what happens if you don't know how it was made? Should you not eat it? Should you eat a banana and make hadama and a cookie and make mizonos and deal with it? Always, that's always good. You know, cookies are always good. So that's it. Granola is a complicated food. Okay. Complicated different ways of making it, and you have to know how it's made, and different halachas based on how it's made. And bracha achrona is even more complicated. Maybe don't eat granola, I don't know. Or at least find out. Find out, you could do the research. The Starkei has a good list to have the Nature Valley granola bars. Now you're running into problems of Chodosh already, by the way, with these things from America. Do not trust the Ishur of the Rabbanut that it's not Chodosh. They're notorious for not really checking. Notorious. And therefore, you have to get the Chodosh book by Rabbi Herman and Munsey, or you could just find out. But this round, it's already starting to be Chodosh. Because the Nature Valley granola bars have, Okay. Chavis Halvavis, Shara Precious. Very, very fascinating part of Shara Precious, now Perakei. And he talks about different areas to practice Precious. And it's very interesting that each of the areas bring out the Yasod that Precious primarily is an Indian of self-control, Seichel over Guf. Why? Because in the first area, certainly he talked about Benod Machavero, and most, come out all of the things he mentioned, how to be Noik Precious, are not really connected to a classical, superficial understanding of Precious. It's just how to be Misnaig with Benod Machavero. Now, then the second category, which is Benodim La'atzmo in Chovas Eivorim, and then he splits it into two categories, things that are Asur and things that are Mutter. And now he's talking about things that are Asur. Now, things that are Asur, you say, what's there to be Noi Precious about? It's Asur, so you're not allowed to do it. So where's Precious? So that's where, again, you see that the idea is one of attitude, one of Chovas Halvados. He splits up things that are Asur into three categories. Things that are Asur and you desire them, things that are Asur and you're neutral about them, and things that are Asur and you too are repelled by them, like Dam or Nevela, things like that, Shkotsim, Ramosim. So he says as follows. V'lachem roi l'cha ochi l'chanech es tivacha b'prishus b'chol ma shetzivcha Hashem lifrosh mimenu. So what does it mean to be noig b'prishus? You're not allowed to do it. So he says it's a question of attitude. Now, although this is going to say something, it's hard not to be mayrich, I'll try to be as brief as possible. I won't learn it inside. Maybe tomorrow night we'll learn it inside. Then I'll just tell you what he says. He says something that's apparently a contradiction to a famous Rashi that everybody knows. It brings down a Sifra that you're not supposed to say, I don't like chazer. It's disgusting to me. But you're supposed to say, I wish I could have some pork chops, but what should I do? The Torah asked it. Chavis Aldova says something that superficially is contradictory to that, but not when you ma'ayin into what he says. He says, in a higa of precious in things, precious would mean, in things that are osur, precious would mean your attitude towards it, and it's mamash davar v'hipucho. Something that you like should become repellent to you, disgusting to you. Not because you don't like the taste or the aroma, but you don't, the Dvar Hashem, he says, the Tzivui Hashem that asks it, should make it disgusting to you. So that's not a theory. See, Rashi is not talking about that. Rashi is not talking, when Rashi says you shouldn't say it's disgusting to me, he means you shouldn't say that that's why you're not eating it. You're not eating it because it's Tzivui Hashem. But the Chavis Halvavus wants that you should be repelled by something. You're talking to someone, he's talking Lashon Hara, you should be disgusted by that, you should be turned off by that, because of the Dvar Hashem that it's also. Not min hanimus, or it's not nice, because the Tzivui Hashem that it's also should make it repellent to you. That is the Pshat on the Chavis Halvavus. And Adarabba, things that are repellent to you, your attitude should be you're only not eating it because of Tzivui Hashem. That's what he goes on to say. In other words, that's the binoyek precious and things that are asur, you have to develop an attitude that you're poirish from it because of the Tzivui Hashem. But that should become internalized to the point where a tantalizing Geschmacka cheeseburger face that you're smelling, and you, or something without a heksha. You know, let's talk about a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, everyone will say, what do I do for Chanan catching me eating a cheeseburger? He's going to throw me out of the bus of B'chol of Chabura, right? But let's talk about something that doesn't have a heksha, and you're on vacation, and you go into the store, and you go, oh, what could be wrong with, you know, everything could be wrong with it, right? So, it should be the Dvar Hashem should make it disgusting to you. It should be as disgusting as things that are disgusting to you. And things that are disgusting to you, you perish from them because of the Tzivui Hashem. This is a heavy idea. Not so heavy maybe, but this is how to be noeg precious in Dvarim HaAsurim. It's really, he discusses it. I said it over Baal Peh. Maybe we'll learn it inside in the ensuing nights.